how you guys doing up there?
Doing great.
Good.
Coach, you got quite a collection of young guys and rookies this year. Have you ever been involved with a team with this many rookies, and what's it like to work with a group of this many young guys?
Similar to what we did in Tampa. When we were down in Tampa, it was kind of the same way. We went through the same process of trying to build a team. And you're right, I think 11 rookies are within our 45 right now that will dress for us Sunday. But I think the thing that they bring to the table, obviously, is a lot of energy. They're very inquisitive. They don't know what they don't know, which is kind of good as a coach because you can kind of mold them the way you want. But that being said, there's some misfires that you wonder, you scratch your head after practice sometimes and ask yourself the question, why do you do that? And that's just part of the learning process for young players.
They're also a danger in their first game on Sunday to try to get them to control their emotions and not try to do too much out there?
Well, yeah, and I think anxiety of playing who we play, obviously that sets in. It definitely sets in Saturday night, and then how you respond to that Sunday morning when you wake up and when the ball's kicked off, that's kind of important.
How's Glenn Dorsey look? They know he was hurt early on. Has he rebounded from that, and how's he been?
Yeah, he's been fine. Yeah, he's we anticipate he's going to be a good football player for us, but he's practicing. He's played in the last couple preseason games. He's ready to go.
Do you have him playing on a different side than in college?
Well, you know, he's playing. We flip him every one. We flip him, but he's playing not so much on the nose. He's playing on the guard. He's playing more of what we call a three technique for us. So, not two gapping as much as he did in college. I mean, we don't ask our guys to two gap here a whole lot. So, he's doing that, and he's doing a good job.
Coach, you got one of our local guys there on your staff, your offensive line coach, Bob Bicknell. Can you talk a little bit about how you ended up
Everyone's teasing him. You know, his dad was obviously a heck of a coach up there at BC, and he's been in that area. And, he's probably going to get fined because everybody's saying they're going to get a parade for the guy when we land, because he's kind of one of the town favorites and all that kind of stuff. But he's an excellent football coach. He comes from a great tree of coaches. This is his father and, all those guys that have coached. And, really good teacher. He was an assistant line coach here last year, and then we elevated him to be the line coach this year, and he's done a good job with basically kind of a young group of guys.
Does it help his experience in college and NFL Europe working with a lot of young guys?
No doubt. He has great communication skills. He's a technician. He's demanding, but he's also a good listener, and that's what's good. I think in coaching, sometimes you get so involved with you doing all the talking and coaching, if you get to listen, and I think he's a good listener.
Herm, is this a bounce-back year for Larry Johnson? I mean, he's at the benefit now, I think, of a full training camp.
Yeah, I think obviously he got hurt last year. He held out. He was disappointed in the season, and obviously he's had a really good preseason for us. I mean, he's run the ball. He's healthy. He's excited about playing football again. He was a little bit worried there with his foot, but it all came together fine for him, and we're happy for him, too.
We've heard a little thing up here about foot injuries. Do you expect to see number 12 on Sunday?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I expect to see him. So, yeah, we anticipate that.
Do you have to prepare your team as such that he's going to play?
That's the only way you prepare him. You just always prepare that the starters are going to be there. And, one thing about pro players, they find a way to answer the bell. And if he's okay to go, and it's not going to be harmful to him, I'm pretty sure he's going to go.
Coach, how much stock do you take in either watching the Super Bowl film and what the Giants were able to do to the Patriots and maybe some other teams in shutting down their offense?
Well, I just think you take it for what it's worth. What they did last year was something that you don't see in pro football, and that there's going to be some games where all of a sudden, they're not going to score 40 points all the time, and that's just, the odds of scoring 40 every week is tough. And I just think that what they did and what they accomplished as a football team is something to be said about that whole organization and not what they did. So I think when you look at other teams, how other teams played them, hey, that's that team how they played them. I think personnel has a lot to do with how you want to try to play them.
Herm, this is a big picture question. You entered the league as a player in 77, and you've been on the scouting side and now the coaching side. The technological advances How has that changed, in your opinion, the game and what you do?
Well, I think what it's provided you with is more information. Now, what you do with that information, I think, is vital, and how you distribute to the players in the manner you distribute. Because remember, the players only have so many hours to work with. Coaches can stay here all night, as you guys know, the hours of coaches and all that stuff. And I think it's another way to find things out. But I still think in this league, and it never changes, you have to be a coach that can coach them on the grass. You have to be able to coach fundamentals and techniques, because that's what the players buy into at the end of the day, and that's how you make the player better. You can't coach a player's talent. God gives them their talent. You can't give a player more talent. That's just impossible. But what you can do is fundamentally you can make them better if they buy into what you're teaching them, and I think that's always the key at the end. You got to be able to teach them on the grass.
What has been, in your opinion, the biggest technological advancement from the time you came in to the league to now?
Well, obviously, the film, how you get film now. I mean, can you imagine back when I was playing, the coaches used to have to splice the film, and it was on a 16-millimeter. It was on a projector, for God's sake. I mean, you know, and the only way a player could watch it was either you had to buy a projector and they had to dupe the film for you, and you went home and you watched it on the projector. Now you give a guy a DVD and you can get all the third downs. You can get whatever you want. I mean, it's amazing. You know, I mean, just the different views you can get as a football player and the different situations you can get as a football player within, you know, 30, 40 minutes. So I think that is, you know, that's one of the big things, the technology of where the game's gone.
Coach, do you view the Patriots offense as good or as potent as it was last year? Do you view them the same way?
Yeah, I sure do. You know, they played in the preseason. I mean, the preseason is the preseason. I mean, you can look at the preseason a lot of ways, and I think you don't get too high or too low in preseason. You never know what teams are working on. You know, I think they had the mindset of they were going to let all those young quarterbacks play because Tom Brady never misses a game. So they didn't have a lot of experience playing for the most part. So the preseason is probably the time you got to play those guys. And they did. So I just think, you know, they weren't game planning people. They weren't doing that. They were just practicing and working on certain things every week, probably what all teams do for the most part. And now the season's going to start.
Knowing that, how tough is it to prepare for this first game where you don't have a lot of film, at least from this year and this year's group of players?
Right. It's always tough because you never know what people are going to do, and I think what you got to realize, and most coaches understand this, and I think you got to make the young players understand this, is your ability to adjust once the game gets going on what they're doing and the personnel groups they're using and what they're trying to do out of those personnel groups. And I think that's probably the most important thing, to have the ability to adjust.
You know something about Lamont Jordan.
Yeah.
What were your impressions when the Patriots landed him?
Well, good football player. Tough, physical runner. Has real good hands, too. Can catch the ball. You know, he's a good football player. We drafted him there in New York and had a great relationship with him. I'm glad he landed in New England. You know, he's on a football team that's a very good football team, and he can help them.
What have you seen from in the progression of Brody Croyle, and where do you feel he is at this point?
Well, I think the thing you saw, what we see right now, is his confidence is a lot better than it was in the previous 2 years. First year he didn't play at all. Last year he had to play some, but I think for the most part his confidence, and I think he's grasped the offense. We got a new offensive coordinator, Chan Gailey, who's done a good job with him, and Dick Curl. So the confidence is big, especially at that position.
Herm, I guess I would just ask you, it's a little off the beaten path here, but
okay.
you had an experience, obviously, with Ty Law the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you think that he still, you know, has what it takes to play in the league if he so chooses?
Yeah, he can still play. I mean, he's probably more of a role player now, and I think he knows that. But he can still play. I mean, Ty Law is a smart football player. He's a smart football player. Keeps himself in pretty good shape. I mean, so he knows what it takes to play out there. He has a lot of moxie when he plays out there. He understands routes. He understands receivers. I'm surprised. He hadn't signed with anybody, right?
No, still.
Yeah, I'm surprised he hadn't signed yet with somebody. But I think eventually, unless he just doesn't want to play anymore, somebody's probably going to pick him up here if somebody gets nicked.
Well, we all saw on Hard Knocks, you know, with you guys, Ty, not a big fan of training camp.
No. He wasn't in New York either, so we got him. So we understand that. Everyone understands that. And, you know, when you've been in that many training camps, as you played that long, most guys are not, to be quite honest.
Herm, you spent a lot of time with this division. Any particular strong memories in Foxborough from those days when you were with the Jets?
Oh, very competitive division. And that's a great venue to play in. They got fantastic fans. The new stadium, I think, is great. You know, I hadn't played there since they put the turf in, but I know it was always a tough place to win. It was very difficult. They got great fans, and, you know, they get after you when you come in there, but it's a great venue to play football in.
You glad you're coming in September when it's a little warmer than some of those December games do?
Yeah, I'm a West Coast guy still. That cold is cold. That's, you know, you deal with it, but if you don't have to, that's okay. So that's kind of good. I like to go up there when it's warmer rather than it's colder. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.